Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, May 29th. 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome you, breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Kimberly Clark says it's planning to sell its tissue paper assets in Brazil, Latin America. Also making headlines, four West Fraser Caribou pulp and paper contractors were sent to the hospital after a vapor exposure. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 27th at 44.88, up 254 points or 6% from the May 20th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 12-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Resolute Forest Products, gaining 11.8%, followed by West Rock, up 11.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was Rayonier Advanced Materials, closing down 11.9%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, they're up 136%, and the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down 69%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 6.5%, while the PM40 is up 1.2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sao Paulo, Brazil. Kimberly Clark planning to sell its tissue paper assets in Brazil. Kimberly Clark Corporation is planning to sell its tissue paper assets in Brazil and Latin America. Newspaper Valor Economico reported, saying the company is in talks with JP Morgan to reassess its business in the region. Though a price tag is yet to be decided, market estimates suggest Kimberly-Clark's assets are valued between $800 million and $1 billion as a whole, with Brazil accounting for about $200 million, Valor said. The U.S.-based company owns brands such as Kleenex and Neve. Valor said Brazilian pulp makers Suzano S.A., Chili's, CMPC-owned Softies, Nine Dragons Paper, OG Holdings Corporation, RGE, and J&F Investimentos are among those interested in Kimberly-Clark's Brazilian assets, citing sources familiar with the matter. Valor said the talks did not include its listed Mexico-based unit. RGE, the local unit of Raja Garuda Imas, a Singapore-based pulp and paper, fiber, and palm oil maker, said in a statement that it was unable to respond to M&A speculation in the marketplace, but it added its Brazil unit, Bracell, is always on the lookout for attractive business opportunities which complement our businesses. J.P. Morgan declined to comment. Dateline Helsinki. UPM Raflatac accelerates its growth in label materials and enters a new product segments by acquiring AMC AG. UPM Raflatac has signed an agreement to acquire AMC AG, Advanced Methods of Coating, a German-based company. This acquisition accelerates growth and expands the product offering of UPM Raflatac, UPM said. Both parties have agreed not to disclose the purchase price or other transaction details. The transaction is expected to close at the latest in the third quarter of 2022. The closing of the acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals. Now, with this acquisition, UPM continues its strategic path, adding to the organic growth in the attractive specialty packaging material value chain, and strengthens the company's transformation and long-term value creation in one of its three spearheads of growth. AMC AG, founded in 1996 with roots going back to 1959, is a private company with a long-term private owners. The company has two production sites, Kalatschitschen and Hagenau in northern Germany. AMC businesses includes coating and pressure-sensitive filmic label stock and Viscom graphics materials under the Intercoat brand and removable self-adhesive stationery products under the brand names Global Notes and Print Inform. The company employs more than 300 folks, and the latest financial year sales of AMC AG was 100 million euros. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Morocco. We're on the road to Morocco as Smurfit Kappa is to build a 35 million euro plant in Morocco. Smurfit Kappa Group said it is investing over 35 million euros in construction of a new packaging plant in Morocco. The Dublin-based corrugated packaging company said the plant will be located in the capital of Rabat and cover an area of 25,000 square meters. The construction of the plant started this past week. Quote, in a market where the demand for corrugated packaging currently exceeds supply, the new plant will play an important and strategic role, Smurfit Kappa said. Smurfit Kappa said the facility, its first corrugated plant in the North African country, will supply packaging to local and multinational customers based in Morocco, in sectors such as industrial, agriculture, fast-moving consumer goods, automotive, pharma, and ceramics. The facility is expected to be operational early in 2023. Dayline Finland, Stora Enso and Modvion partner on wind turbine towers from wood. Stora Enso and wood technology company Modvion are partnering to establish wood as the material of choice for wind turbine towers. The collaboration's purpose is to demonstrate the vast possibilities in using wood in demanding constructions. Modvion builds wind turbine towers with laminated veneer lumber, also known as LVL, which, proportionate to its weight, is stronger than steel. Stora Enso is a leading supplier of mass timber products, including LVL. The towers are built in lightweight modules, enabling taller towers and easy transportation on public roads without permits or road reconstructions. Taller towers reach stronger winds, leading to more cost-efficient energy production. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada. Erving CEO banned from Russia, says Russian Foreign Ministry. A prominent New Brunswick industrialist has been banned from entering Russia, according to the country's foreign ministry. Jim Erving, who along with his brother Robert serves as co-CEO of J.D. Erving Limited, and appears on a list of 26 Canadians who are banned from entering Russia. Now, I don't know why they would, but they're banned. Robert Erving, however, does not appear on the list. The list appears to be a retaliation for sanctions Canada has imposed against Russia since it invaded the Ukraine in February. Dateline North Carolina. Roseburg breaks ground on a new sawmill in Weldon, North Carolina. Roseburg Forest Products held a groundbreaking ceremony at the site of its new Roanoke Valley Lumber Sawmill in North Carolina. The company announced it plans to expand its operations in the southeastern United States last summer with a new 375,000 square foot high capacity dimensional lumber mill during an event with North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Since that initial announcement, extensive preparation work has occurred at the 200-acre Roanoke Valley Lumber Site, former home to a Roanoke Valley Energy facility, to prepare for construction. Roseburg has contracted with Bid Group to design, build, and equip the sawmill complex. The mill is expected to create 135 or more jobs in the first 2 years. Roseburg currently has 13 manufacturing facilities in North America, including the country's second largest short lumber stud mill in Dillard, Oregon. The company carefully selected the site for this new mill with criteria including market demand, business climate, and workforce availability at the top of the list. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia, Canfor provides update on operating schedules for Western Canadian sawmills. And it's really not a good show if we don't have a story about Canfor. Now here's the story. Canfor Corporation is announcing the continuation of reduced operating schedules at its Western Canadian sawmills due to the ongoing global supply chain challenges. They've been a challenge, folks. The company has been operating at approximately 80% of capacity since late March of 2022. In addition, the company will be implementing 2 weeks of rotating downtime across its primary sawmills in July and August, which will help align production capacity with the sustainable timber supply and transportation availability. The company says it will use this downtime to complete maintenance projects and other site activities to help mitigate the impact on employees. These capacity reductions are expected to result in an incremental impact of approximately 275 million board feet by the end of August, in addition to the 100 million board feet reduction previously announced back on March the 30th. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco announces transition of chief financial officer. Sunoco announced last week that Julie Albrecht, who has served as vice president and chief financial officer since March of 2019, will be departing the company on June 30th of 2022. Albrecht will remain in the CFO role through that date to ensure a smooth and orderly transition of responsibilities. Her successor will be the subject of a future announcement as the company is undergoing a retained search of internal and external candidates. Now, for background here, Albrecht joined Sunoco in March of 2017 as corporate vice president, treasurer, and assisting CFO, holding responsibility for Sunoco's treasury, tax, and risk management functions. As CFO, she has been instrumental in the company's activities to improve cash flow generation, de-risk and annuitize the company's domestic defined pension plans, and finance more than $2 billion in strategic acquisitions. Dateline British Columbia, no work safe orders issued to Howell Sound Pulp and Paper Port Mellon Mill after fume incident. WorkSafe BC has delivered its report into a May 12th incident at Howell Sound Pulp and Paper's mill that saw 6 workers taken to the hospital after being exposed to foul condensate fumes. WorkBC's occupational hygiene officer, Paydar Gorsef, inspected the Port Mellon Mill worksite on May 13th, the day after the incident. His May 18th report states, WorkSafe BC has not issued any orders in relation to the incident, but has included a few suggestions to the employer. The report states that both the Howell Sound Pulp and Paper Corporation and RCMP officers notified WorkSafe BC about the incident, which took place during the mill's annual shutdown on May 12th. It also notes that the multiple ambulance trips, 3 throughout the day, according to the BC Emergency Health Services, which likely why RCMP members attended the scene. Quote, startups after a major shutdown recommissioning are one of the most hazardous times at a pulp mill, Gorsef wrote in his report. He continued, quote, close coordination between the departments is required before operators make operational choices that affects the other areas of the plant. There were no serious injuries, but six workers reported symptoms consistent with exposure to low levels of condensate gases, including dizziness, nausea, headaches, and for some workers, a sore throat and minor breathing difficulty. The report notes that all of the affected workers were able to return to work the next day. If you want to read the whole report, check out the story on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com. That's www.nipimpressions.com. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada, four West Fraser Caribou pulp and paper contractors sent to the hospital after vapor exposure. Four contractors at West Fraser's Caribou Pulp and Paper Mill in Quesnel were sent to a local hospital after brief exposure to a byproduct of the manufacturing process. The black liquor vapor mist exposure happened at approximately 8 a.m. local time, Thursday, May 19th, during routine operations. Quote, the four individuals reported to first aid after experiencing minor respiratory and eye irritation, confirmed a West Fraser spokesperson. Continuing, quote, as a precaution, the individuals were transported by ambulance to local medical aid for observation and further assessment, end of quote. BC Emergency Health Services, RCMP, and the Quesnel Volunteer Fire Department also responded. Upon arrival, Fire Chief Ron Reichert said the incident was under control. The cause of the incident is under investigation. Dateline High Prairie, Alberta, Canada. Fire at Tolko's High Prairie Division. Tolko Industries says it can confirm that at 5 a.m. Mountain Time on May 20, 2022, a fire started at Tolko's High Prairie Division. The mill was evacuated and the local fire department worked to extinguish the fire. All employees have been accounted for. One employee was injured and sent to the hospital, and they are now recovering. The fire was contained after approximately 90 minutes, and the fire department remained on site to monitor for any flare-ups. Once it had been confirmed that the fire was out and was safe to enter the mill, the staff said it would begin to assess the damage. Tolko said, we want to thank local fire crews for their support this morning. Your efforts are greatly appreciated. Tolko said that additional details will be provided as they become available. As of so far, they haven't become available. Dateline Port Townsend, Washington. Port Townsend Mill fined $27,000 for water quality violations. Repeated water quality violations at the Port Townsend Paper Company Corporation Mill in Port Townsend led to a $27,000 penalty from the Washington Department of Ecology. Pollution above permitted levels can negatively impact the aquatic environment, the department said. Now, between November of 2021 and March of 2022, Port Townsend spilled approximately 800 gallons of untreated processed wastewater into Port Townsend Bay and exceeded the pollution discharge levels allowed in their water quality permit 14 times. Port Townsend's water quality permit requires the mill to treat their wastewater before ultimately discharging it into Port Townsend Bay. Solids and chemicals in the processed wastewater above permitted levels can harm aquatic life and reduce water quality, the Department of Ecology said. Now, according to Port Townsend paper, the violations were a result of leaking pipes, equipment failures, and operational challenges caused by freezing weather. Port Townsend paper has 30 days to pay the fine or appeal the penalty to the Pollution Control Hearings Board. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.